Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Showtime! Let's go! Boomer, Warner, Pinder, Barnburner, FlamesNation.ca, and the YouTubes. And hey, did you get the new YouTube yet? Did you subscribe? Did you do
get
it?
The
did
new
you get
YouTube.
It? Get the new YouTube, because starting next week, Monday, no longer on the Nation Network YouTube. It might just.
New YouTube?
Brand new.
Oh.
Brand new YouTube coming up next week. Very exciting. Flames last night in action. Frank Cervelli standing by. Another auction item for the top shelf.
Oh.
Elf Charity. That's right. Pinder Report. Ooh. Juice Cleanse. Ooh. We got a lot to get to today. Day one of your juicing.
All from the Tower Chrysler Studios.
Rhett, you used to juice. What's it like? Have you got pimples on your back yet?
No, I thought he just accused other people of juicing.
Is that what it was?
He juiced himself. Right, give us some clarity here. What was it?
I juiced, and I've done juicing cleanses, so I've done it all. I could.
Which one's more rewarding?
Short term or long term?
Juice.
Just do the juice. Just monitor it. It's good.
Yeah.
So you get ahead in life.
Doesn't it shrivel up your?
Well, who cares?
Anyway, if you're watching
Do you like kicking them around?
I don't know.
What are you worried about?
So we lost yesterday. You put up new artwork in the background. You had a nice Christmas.
Yeah, the truck. The
Christmas motif. Now it's gone. The other one's back. The original one's back. But you've got some candy canes. You've got a Christmas tree right in front of you. Looking spirit. You're in the spirit.
Is that a Lego Christmas tree?
Look at
that.
I'm spirited. Look at
it. I see there's a. Yeah, you got an ornament in your weed plant.
It's the same thing as the picture.
Oh, is it the truck with the thing? Oh, yeah. Getting it off.
Oh, yeah.
There it
is. It's the theme I'm seeing here.
Red pickup with the Christmas tree.
Yeah. See?
Just like Pinder.
Just a shout out. Love it.
It's cute, you guys.
Yeah. I'm just glad I could inspire us.
And the candy canes. Do you like the candy canes?
I'm not much for sweets.
Hate candy canes. Hate it.
They're sugar, so my kids will do backflips for them.
There's a certain kind. Because I don't like candy canes, but there's this one kind.
A little sweeter, less pepperminty.
Yeah. Less pepperminty, more candy-ish, I guess.
Different colors.
Yeah
those good. Are good ones.
Real good.
Someone's putting them into their milkshakes, a peppermint milkshake kind of thing with actual candy cane bits in it.
Yeah, they're putting it into everything. I know, like at Marble Slab, you can get one of those ice cream cakes. Mm. It's like eating a pack of menthol cigarettes. Just... It's like eating Vicks.
I've never tried that. That doesn't sound good.
It's a lot.
I've not done that.
Yeah. Eating a pack.
It's a lot. Jeez. So what's the... We'll move on, but the Christmas tree right in front of you. What's the story? Mm-hmm. Do you eat it? Is it made of Lego? It's
Nothing. No, it's Lego. It's a Lego tree.
Look at that, eh?
Kids made that. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Who called them dumb?
They're that was you.
Dumb.
Their dad.
Oh.
Yeah, it was their dad.
Their dad who was reaching for another bottle of rye.
Yeah. Special teams, men. Special teams could be the story of the game last night. The Flames have two penalties to kill off in the first period. They do so. They then come back and score twice before the period's over. They get the game winner in the third on a power play. 2-for-3 power play for the Flames.
The last one was a big one.
There's your hockey game.
Fans were getting antsy, riding the refs a little.
Yeah.
And finally got the power play. And you're like, well, this is the game here. You score here, it's curtains. No. that was a chance they didn't score and they could have won otherwise. And then you needed a Vladar save. You probably wish you didn't need it, but it turned out to be the game winner.
You were there. How was the crowd? What was your takeaway?
It was good. It was a Monday against the Coyotes, but aside from the very, very fancy seats, it was pretty full. And what can I say? I drove, so I only had one beer, two beers. That was it. That's a shame. Yeah. But it was the Yotes on a Monday.
You took in a few pints before the cleanse started. That
I had a huge meal before I went, didn't eat anything there, and then came home and wasn't hungry and decided to make one more meal because that's all I got for a while.
Yeah.
But no, Yusuf Alamaki got a little tight, quick montage and a polite applause. Not a raucous standing ovation, but a polite, yes, we had hoped for better things for you, and I suppose maybe we wish you well elsewhere. Wish it didn't end this way.
That's what I wish.
You wish what?
I wish he was still here. That's what I wish.
And playing well, yeah. I don't know. Where would he be right now if he was here? Would he be in the lineup? I don't think Daryl's playing against Daryl.
I like the potential of Yuso more than I like the potential of Connor.
Yeah. And Connor's been passed by Dennis Gilbert, and if Oliver Shillington ever comes back,
DeSimone, maybe, right? He's been,
It's, never mind Nick Meloche, who may be ahead of him too, but point being, it wasn't going to happen here with this coach, and it was clear right from the beginning that these two were going to have to get along or it wasn't going to work, and they didn't get along, and it hasn't worked. And then Yuso's quotes yesterday were rather pointed in liking positive reinforcement, and that's the type of environment that he enjoys being in rather than only having people point out negative things when he's not playing very much, which is fair and clearly
did
the player.
Did he say that?
Yeah. He didn't name names, but he said he's enjoyed his time. He's playing a bunch, and it's in a positive environment.
Very random. I wonder who he could be referring to. I don't know.
Probably Jeff Ward. Everyone's going to blame him anyway.
Yeah, we'll get into...
Joe Cirella. Damn it, Joe. Be more positive.
JC. Let's bring in Frank Cervelli, our NHL insider. He's standing by. We'll continue on the Flames and the Coyotes coming up. There's Frankie Boy. Yusuf Alamaki's name in the pre-show. We had Frank on, just kind of getting everything lined up. Yuso's name came up in our discussion. What's your takeaway? It's never good. It just feels, and we talked about the first rounders. You had Monahan come through earlier, and you had to give up a first to have him leave town, and then Tkachuk needed out. And there's been a lot of Sam Bennett. There's been a lot of former first rounders.
Mark Jankowski.
In a short amount of time that have come back to play the Flames. Now, would Yusuf Alamaki, where would he be in Calgary's roster? Where would he be on many teams' rosters? We know where he is on
In Arizona, Phoenix. Apparently the only team put a claim in on him.
Is that what you hear?
That was what had noted. I can't recall the source, but someone had said that, which means obviously it has to be true.
Right. I guess just your thoughts, Frank, on how it was handled and the player now as he's in Arizona.
Well, it's really interesting because I think when you look at the way Yusuf Alamaki left, it was never going to work. I mean, you heard the quotes from him, and I think it got to the point where not only was his confidence broken, but I think the Flames also had significant questions as to whether or not he could physically get back to the same level that he was at pre-knee injury. And there were high hopes. Like when you saw Alamaki initially break in, like that guy had top four written all over him. And he was certainly trending in that direction, which I think makes it even more difficult to stomach the injury, how long he missed the rehab process, and then to have him be claimed and then jump right into the lineup playing 17 minutes a night for Arizona is tough to swallow when you have now gone through this season where you've been bit by the injury bug on the back end a bit, and he might have gotten a little bit more opportunity. But I firmly believe that he needed a fresh start. He was ready for it. I think the Flames handled themselves quite well in terms of the way they communicated with him. And I think he left with, feeling good about the belief that they had in him. And it just didn't work out. And sometimes you need that change before you can finally, get back to what you used to be. I don't know that he'll ever get there again, but I still think he's an NHL player.
You brought it up yesterday. Because of the injuries, not only does it cost him development time, it also hurts the team in evaluation. If you were able to evaluate and then think, We're not seeing it. You can move the player because there were opportunities to move him a number of times in rumored deals. So it's the double whammy there for sure. You get nothing for this guy.
It hurts. And look, the Flames were feeling it as they had to make decisions with their roster. I know I had checked in a number of times. They were hemming and hawing about what they were going to do in terms of those last roster spots. And we know what they decided to do in terms of who they ended up picking in essentially what boiled down to Connor Mackey over Valimaki. But in this case, they see more upside. And I think had it been just a confidence thing, I think you could understand. But then when you factor in the physical part with the knee and wondering, you know, is he strong enough still to play at this level? Is the knee strong enough? That was the real big question that the Flames kept asking themselves.
We don't need to go on, but I guess just a final
thought.
I was going to say, Rhett, final thoughts from you on the player and just kind of the situation there.
Well, you hate to see a pick like that kind of feel like it's been wasted and let go for nothing. And they had yes, with the injuries, but I would think that it was their doctor. I don't know this, but who did the surgery? If you don't trust your doctors to do the surgery, that the guy can come back and heal up correctly, that seems odd and poorly managed. And I wonder if you put too much, how to say this politely, you allow Darryl too much insight or push
control or
input on your team. Control, whatever you want to call it, where Valimaki might not come around for another year or two, and maybe he isn't a Sutter guy, but to me, he's way more potential than Mackey, in my opinion, and I guess that I don't have a lot to base it on, the slight viewings of both, but a guy that you wouldn't give up was kind of a core piece, and all of a sudden he's available for nothing. It seems poorly managed, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
It's when you think about it from an Arizona perspective, it's also a no-brainer, right? They get this guy that was a highly touted pick. They've got lots of runway in their organization to give him playing time because they need warm bodies. And if he turns into something, great. You're in a spot where you can take the risk. There's so few teams in the league that can do that. And I think they're already considering an extension for Valimaki to keep him a little bit longer term. A lot of people were thinking he might be someone that they come in and flip at the deadline to somewhere else. I think the Coyotes have a bit of a longer view with Valimaki to this point.
Let's spin. I know it's the hot rumor, and then word out of Vancouver yesterday, Rick Dhaliwal was on a show there talking about Brock Besser, that the Flames are one of the teams that have inquired. That shouldn't be surprising because it seems like Treliving inquires about everybody that comes on the market. But right-handed shot, right winger, guy that's available. He's young, has scored, is struggling to score now, 4 goals in 20 games. I guess just your thoughts on what's happening in Vancouver with Brock Besser, and then if at all, what if you dovetail into some Flames potential there. It's a division opponent, would seem rare, but I guess your thoughts.
Well, to bring the theme of the show into it, I don't sense anything's front burner for Brock Besser at the moment. They've received, and it's mostly been calls made by the agent to other teams because he's now been given permission to seek a trade. That's where a lot of this has come up. I don't think there's anything that's imminent. I think they've been in a spot where the Canucks are willing to do just about anything to get themselves rid of some of their bigger contracts. And they're going to have a decision to make at some point based on what the varying returns might be for a number of these players. And they're going to go through the process of exploring what that market looks like for Brock Besser. I think part of the issue is he struggled to score goals again this season. He's in a spot where everyone was expecting him to bounce back, and he hasn't really to this point. The point production has been there, but other than that, the big question that teams are asking themselves is, what is Brock Besser doing to help your team when he's not scoring? They're not seeing a lot else there that's brought to the table. So he's probably also a little bit overpaid. I had a few teams check in on this yesterday, and I said, you know, what is Brock Besser? Like, what would you pay him? And they said somewhere around $5.5 million on the open market. And so he's at 6.65 and has two additional years. When you're a million and change north of where you should be, that hurts the return for one. And Vancouver's sitting there thinking they have an asset to move. But I think when you look at the rest of the trade market and other deals that have popped up, maybe take the Oliver Bjorkstrand one and throw it out the window because Columbus was jammed up against the wall to move him. But the deals for wingers that earn that type of money have not been hugely positive for the team trading them. Look at Kevin Fiala and what the Minnesota Wild were able to get. It essentially boiled down to a second round pick. Fiala is a better player, better version of a similar stylistic fit in Brock Besser. More points, 80 points last year, and he got just a second. So you're talking about a guy that's making more than he should. The return's going to be less than that. So you're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of a third round pick, something in that realm. And I don't know that that's all that palatable for the Canucks at this exact moment in time.
Why are they playing him where they played him? And why is it the second year in a row we're wondering about where a guy is in the lineup? Like Elias Pettersson was playing fourth line center for a
small... Do I look like Bruce Boudreau?
No. And it was pre-Boudreau as well with Travis Green. But I mean, it feels like something's toxic and wrong and sideways in Vancouver on a lot of fronts.
Do I have a barbecue stain on my shirt?
No, you don't.
It's constant drama.
Yeah.
That's Pinder. Like, that's the answer. It's one thing after the other. Where then they were going to make him a healthy scratch on Hockey Fights Cancer Night after his dad just passed away from cancer. Like, what? Every time you turn around, the Canucks are stepping in it and tripping all over themselves, whether it's on the ice, off the ice. There's constant drama surrounding this team. And I can tell you, even as they went back and forth last year, are we going to keep Brock Besser? Are we going to sign him? What does this extension look like? The Besser camp went to the Canucks and just said, look, if you don't think he's any good, if you don't want to come to terms on what a new deal looks like, fair market value for Brock Besser, just trade him. We have no problem going to find a new home somewhere else and get out of what's sort of been a toxic mess for just about everyone that's been associated with it. So everyone has struggled with that part of it and bringing it back to Bo Horvat and what happens next. Well, it's not easy to think that maybe Bo Horvat, even as the captain of this franchise and who's off to a ridiculous start this season, is sitting there saying, hey, I could be on the open market soon and get to pick my own destination and not have to worry about all these headaches and the constant questions. Maybe that's just the best thing.
Why is the agent doing this? Does it tell you that the team tried and has come to only dead ends with not enough return?
Essentially, yeah. It's like, hey, you think you can do better and you think you can get him out of here? Be my guest. Teams basically just shrug at that point and say, it can't hurt. Go ahead and knock your socks off and try, because that signals to me that they've engaged other teams at varying points on what the market looks like for Brock Besser, and nothing has been exciting.
Nathan MacKinnon injured last night. They are piling up in Colorado. What's that, 11 guys now? 7 on the
big guys
on the IR? Big names.
22 forwards the Avs have dressed this season already, which is bananas to think about. MacKinnon's injury was really weird and also an absolute perfect way to cap a miserable road trip for the Avs, who gave up 5 and lost to the Jets 5-0, the Bruins 5-1, and then the Flyers 5-3 to end it. MacKinnon takes a shot from the point, seemingly harmless play, and immediately is grabbing his abdominal area on the bench, getting massaged by the trainer. It seemed like one of those oblique injuries, not to play doctor from TV, but they're in a spot where I checked in with the Avs this morning. They're awaiting some further information on from their doctors. MacKinnon's coming in for some testing this morning, and they'll have a better sense. But it is for sure that MacKinnon will be missing some time. And you can see their injury list here. It's not just that they have a lot of bodies out. It's guys of significance. Landeskog, MacKinnon, Nichushkin, Manson, Lehkonen, Byram. Go down the list. Evan Rodriguez was supposed to be this team's number 2 center. He's going to get a shot there. They've had to rely on all sorts of different guys to this point. And by the way, their goaltending hasn't been very good the last number of games, as highlighted by the goals against that I pointed out. They're lucky that they've got a little bit of cushion at 13-9-1, but it's going to be some tough sledding for the Avs here over the next number of weeks.
I think you were on social media about it, and I'm not looking to throw you under the bus or get you involved, but Jordan Binnington, it's been an interesting story, and what a year it's been for, because I wanted the exact number, and I went back this morning. So they win 3 in a row to start the season, lose 8 straight, win 7 in a row, and have now they've lost 6 of 7 after a collapse last night. Binnington, 6 on 24 last night. He's got temper issues, obviously. Teams are getting under his skin. It's been a wild year in St. Louis. Craig Berube's got to be losing it right now. What to do with this team?
Temper issue. The first word I think of when I hear Jordan Binnington is spaz. Like, he was the kid on the playground that, like, every time something would go wrong, he lets in 4 goals, he's got his helmet off, and he's yelling at everyone. And just what surely, and Rhett, you played against him, so you'd know, probably played with him at a certain point. Craig Berube is, pound for pound, one of the toughest dudes I've ever come across. And I can tell you that the fake tough guy act does, like, that, he's got no time for that. That is not something that he's going to be interested in watching take place, whether it's flinching at guys, whether it's the cheap stuff behind the net, throwing the arm up to try and hurt Jason Zucker. We saw a significant injury in the NHL last year from a player going into the boards like that, whether it's trying to run over Jordan Staal and getting absolutely trucked. Just stop the puck. That was essentially Craig Berube's message. And he's not done a very good job of that. 8.95 save percentage on the season, and more to the point, guys, his last 5 games, 8.48 save percentage. So he's got plenty of things to worry about outside of the tough guy mantra that he's put up. And by the way, if you're going to keep doing this stuff, like, at least chuck him one time. Like actually fight.
Show us you're tough.
So that we can get a sense of where you stack up.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, let's see that you're actually tough, and we should be intimidated by you, because you're telling us to be intimidated, but it's getting a little annoying.
Any other hotspots,
Rhett,
in terms of
Chief?
Sorry, do you know? Yeah, will you go back with Brubaker?
I had to fight Chief twice. It was not good. It was not good. I fought him in Philly, Frank. Start of a game.
Oh.
He was
Calgary Flame as well.
One of the best. Loved it. He was roommates with Terry Karkner, and Terry Karkner was my first roommate in Florida. So he didn't beat me up too bad, and I think it's because we had a mutual friend.
You know what Binnington reminds me of is Hammerhand. In Slapshot, where it's like they know they can get under his skin, and Flip is like, your wife's she sucks. You know, they skate by, and then he freaks the fuck out and goes, loses his mind.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine now, once you know that he's a snap show.
Yeah, it's on.
Watch this. I got one.
Give him a little snow here by accident.
Skate by the crease, whisper a little something to him, watch him lose his friggin' mind. Spaz. That's what I've heard. Right. I've heard.
Clearly, it's getting annoying. Clearly, it's getting annoying in that room, though, with Berube. He didn't really speak out. I thought he did a good job of probably containing his temper. But those guys, it gets old.
Yeah.
At first, you laugh about it. You're like, wow, we won a cup with them. This is great. He's competed. Now it's like, get out of here. Enough. You're embarrassing everybody.
We'll move on. You had something just kind
of... Well, it's just a lot of big... Up. St. Louis has got 2 high-profile free agents coming, O'Reilly and Tarasenko. Pasternak doesn't have a contract in Boston. They get everyone done. Just other things you're watching and the temperature around them. We talked about the season Horvat's having. He's going to get paid. But what else is front burner, Frank?
Yeah, I think there's been increased focus and attention on the New York Rangers and the hot seat of Gerard Gallant. And our Matt Larkin on Daily Faceoff today wrote an interesting story about how coaches were able to be, you know, to enjoy the bump that they get from a netminder having a season like Shesterkin did last year. And when that starts to fall off, you see all of a sudden that the coach generally by the trend, you know, ends up on the hot seat. And I think it's bigger than that with Gallant when you look at the Rangers and where they're at in the standings. Certainly outside of a playoff position at this point and have a ways to go, almost coughed up another lead to the St. Louis Blues on Monday night. But they're in a spot where they went to the Final Four last year, a conference final with a young team. And I think the biggest question mark around the Rangers is not the goaltending, because Shesterkin, who sees a ton of shots, it's the quality of shots. And I'm going to take it one step further. It's also the development of their young players. What happened to the progress that Kaapo Kähkönen, Filip Hedl, and Alexi Lafreniere were making? What about your young defensemen that seem to have hit a wall at times, whether it's Keandre Miller or Braden Schneider or some of these other guys that really should be making an impact? It's not going well in New York, and I don't know where they turn. They can try and make a significant trade to get their way out of it. But this team, given where they're at, given how well Adam Fox has played, they should be a surefire playoff team. And I would view missing the playoffs this season as an absolute and complete failure.
Good stuff as always, pal. Good to see you. Be well. I hear you're going to Buffalo in December to hang, or later this month to hang out with.
Good to be seen.
Yeah. You're hanging out with Rhett in Buffalo. Is that what we were talking about before the show?
Bring your shovel.
That's a bad scoop.
Have a good one, Frankie. Good to see you, buddy. Take care.
See you guys.
I bet you. There's Frank Cervalli, our NHL insider. Maybe going to, he might be coming north of the border in the new year. He kind of spilled the beans there in our little discussion before we got on.
Only spill it to us dorks, not to the internet.
It's exciting.
You going to spill it to the internet, or what do you think?
No, I don't want to do it, but you know what? Maybe it's kind of connected. I want to tell you about Jasper. Travel Jasper. Lots going on. Lots going on. Jasper.travel/Christmas. You love Christmas. Everybody loves. Look at Rhett. Look at him right now. He's got his Christmas tree. He's got the candy canes going. Oh, you want to sing us a carol?
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, how lovely are your lanterns. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. No.
Lanterns.
It's got lanterns on.
Christmas and Jasper celebrate the season in the mountains. Bring your family to Jasper for an unforgettable experience. Holiday skiing. Stay local. I mean, spend Canadian dollars in
Canada.
That
looks like Canadian winter right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Holy.
Hey, can you see Pinder on that thing? He would have a cooler or some sort of
it's a warm drink
container, something.
Flask. Coffee Baileys.
Standing up, yelling, ruining, mold ruining wine. Everything. Yeah. Just
he'd have his Bluetooth speaker pumping out some holiday skiing, unique winter activities, pond hockey, sleigh rides, canyon walks, ice climbing, and more. If you're watching on the YouTube, you have the shot there. That is exactly what we're talking about. Christmas in the mountains.
It's that Skrillex Christmas album. That's the one.
Online, check it out. Jasper.travel/Christmas for more information. Plus, you've got your Marmot base and cabins, all that sort of thing.
Cabin capital Canada. I got to do some Jaspering here. I've not been up since my very formative years. Very excited to potentially return at some point here.
There you go. Pinder Report coming up. Let's do our Betway bets. Mm. 9 games tonight in the National Hockey League. There are 9 of them.
9.
I'm telling you what, try to find value, right? You want to find some, you can find some wins, but let's get it going. Now, Florida at Winnipeg, this number moved on us as we
Paul
were doing the work this morning. The Jets were a home ice favorite against the Canes, and then they swapped it out. They kind of moved the line on you.
Dude, so turkeys.
I'm still going to take Jets in regulation here. Florida, 6-7-1 on the road. As you know, they're on the road. Jets are 9-3 at home. They've won 4 of their last 5. Let's give it a shot. Jets in regulation over the Florida Panthers. And then a little parlay, regulation parlay. The Hawks taking on the Devils. The Hurricanes are at the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
I got one of these last week. We'll try it again.
You did.
Heavy favorites. Devils and Canes, both to win in regulation. plus 110.
I believe this is called the Coward's Parlay.
It totally
and
you is.
You just take heavy favorites and you're like, it's not sexy, but if I can double the stack, we'll do it. And you've nailed it a couple times in the last couple of weeks.
So we'll go with that one. Those are my Betway bets of the day.
All right. I'm going to stick with some common themes around the NHL with my bets of the day. We've got Seattle and Montreal. Did you see what happened to Montreal last night? We're going to get to that in the pinned report in a moment. But they are wrapping up a road trip. They allowed a billion goals last night. They've allowed a billion goals to a lot of teams of late. Seattle just had a 9-8 game. I'm going to dance all over that over 6.5 for even money. That was plus 110. They saw me doing it. Moved down to plus 100. That's how hot I am right now. And we're going to stay on the Phil Pronick train. He's having a great year. Almost a point per game on the back end. He's been lights out. He's got 14 points in his last 10. He gets 1 point. We're getting paid. Minus 110.
There you go, people. Betway bets of the day. You big betterette? You've been dipping.
I don't even know who Philip Hronik is.
Take a peek.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Stevie Y's got it cooking there.
Oh, does he ever?
Maybe not yet. But
you can see the pieces.
You can see what he's
Mo
doing.
Mo Sider's there. I like Villahuso. They nabbed him from St. Louis, where they kept the psycho goalie. You know, Lucas Raymond up front. Dylan Larkin needs a deal, I believe, but he's a good player.
As of right now, Red Wings own the second wild card spot. And I mean, the Rangers are tied with them in points. They've got games and the whole thing.
Washington's looking up at them, so we'll see. Like,
oh, you know, if the Rangers, can they get it together? You think Florida's going to find a way to get back in there. But
Florida, for sure.
Are the Capitals in there? Maybe not yet, but Detroit's got some nice pieces.
You think about Detroit, Montreal, and Buffalo, and Ottawa. Those four teams, and they're like, we're cursed in this division. How are we going to reel in the Bruins, Panthers, Leafs, and Lightning? All four of them, you're like, there's a lot of pieces here. They're going to be good soon. That Atlantic, I think, is the toughest division in hockey, and it's like, what's it going to look like in 2 years? No idea, because some of these rebuilds aren't going to work. Like, look at Buffalo the last 15 years, and others, it's like, one of these teams could be a juggernaut in a couple of years.
Sabres have fallen off, eh, Retro? What's the mood there?
Tage Thompson hasn't, though.
I don't know if they've fallen off as they've kind of where exactly settled in. Where you'd expect them to be.
Yeah. What are they, a couple games under 500? That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, with those goalies?
Too early. Don't peak too early. Exactly. They've had, one of them got hurt, didn't he?
Comrie's skating right now. Just got that alert today.
There you go.
So it doesn't look like he's back, but he's close to back. And that means the Ukopeka Lika Lika Luka Lika Lakaman is going to head back to Roch, probably.
Yeah. So, Christmas. What's no DUG, no Canadian Christmas. You're in Buffalo, just hanging with the same boring people because you live there now. What do you got going on?
The same losers that I hung with at American Thanksgiving. So go to Grandma's again for the 50-person meal and be annoyed and rush home to use the can if you can and get back on the couch.
How long is round trip if you need to go home for the home court dump?
If I push it, 12.
It's not bad.
Round trip.
It's not bad.
Door to door is what you really need to know there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And how late do you? Ooh.
You can feel.
Yeah. It's like, how am I going to gamble? Do I go now? Do I wait for a little bit? How long do you
gamble? No gamble.
What do your kids want for Christmas this year? What's the hot?
Wow. One of them wanted a 3D printer.
Mm.
What do you do with that?
Anything.
Like what? Here's the thing. What do you do with that? And what do your kids do with that? What are your donkeys building in that?
I was going to get it. Then I found out that the resin stuff is all toxic and it's not a controlled substance. So you don't know what you're getting. And after a couple months, they break down and the machines don't work and you can't get them fixed. No. So,
okay.
It's a waste of five. I got to get them a dog or a pet or something.
Solid idea.
Dog. Go down that trail again. Lock your door.
Oh, again?
Lock your door.
Did you
change your address?
Yeah. Got a story there with that guy, too. Probably not for this purpose. Kind of sad.
What? Is he okay?
I told you about this. It's not important. He's good. Don't worry about him. He said everything's fine.
He's better now.
Good.
Yeah. What do you want for Christmas?
I won't get it. So there's no sense asking. I put it in my note. I haven't been good this year, so.
What have you done?
Actually, the shoveler yesterday, she's like, I can't believe you didn't notice she's, I expect you to notice things, or you would notice this. And I'm like, I didn't. I was like, I don't have a bloody clue what you're talking about. But I figured it out just now when you said that. I've been complaining because I didn't have a good barbecue.
Oh.
Oh. Look out there with a bow on it.
Wow.
Really?
You got rid of that?
I gotta suspect.
Pancake flipper you had there?
Yeah, I gotta suspect that that's what
really
the Redster is gonna get for Christmas.
Well, that's good.
Well, and I can.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tell ya, I've already won Christmas. Because I checked in with our pal Justin at Vina Nova yesterday. Oh, with
yes,
Ozzy Sheila.
Very good on you to bring that up.
And you know Ozzy Sheila, she likes things done her way. And so she got to see everything.
Is that right?
I'm not screwing it up.
Yeah.
I was checking tweets. They were talking away about all kinds of different shades of gold and clarity and brightness and carrots. And I'm like, okay, you two talk. And then this is for you, babe. Sorry, you don't get the surprise, but you get what you want. And I didn't screw it up.
Now you can bring the Vina Nova back up there. Cause I do kind of want to talk about that. Your wife,
she's a type A personality. She likes to have control of the situation.
She likes finer things.
Absolutely. She's worked her tail off. She's very successful. She didn't grow up with a lot of things, so she enjoys spending hard-earned money on very nice
quality
things.
She puts a value in quality. These are the lab-grown diamonds that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So what was her reaction?
She's blown away at, they've got the comparables side by side, and they also have price tags, and she's like, oh, this would normally be what? Oh, well, this is what we can have some fun now.
Yeah.
Because it's like diamonds aren't cheap, and if you want to do things with them, they're going to be very small unless you have way too much money. And now all of a sudden, lab-made diamonds allow you to, have some bling, which girls like to do.
And
I was talking about my fronts down on the teeth there, but we decided to get her
Justin Jefferson. But that tells you what you need to know, that somebody who has high taste is in on the lab grown stuff.
Yeah. And what she had said and what Justin said as well is that like everyone's somewhere different on the spectrum. And for some people, a diamond means something really special. For other people, it's like, well, I know how those have, they've got bad history too, whatever. It's the same composition. It's carbon. Let's go. So everyone's on a different spot. But where she sort of said she was, she said, you know what? I think for an engagement ring, something about me would maybe feel, okay, maybe I lean one way, but for other things, let's go. Let's get some big stuff. Let's get a pendant. Let's get a band here. Let's do a necklace, earrings. Like she loved them. Yeah. She was blown away.
And Retro, you went online, of course, right? And took, you sniffed around for the shoveler there, did you?
I saw.
Oh, really?
Oh, very nice, Ret.
Oh, you got to.
I got to see.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she know?
Shovelerina's going to like that.
Is it a surprise?
No. The shoveler, we're way past surprise stuff. The shoveler chooses.
See, this is what smart guys do.
There's no reason for, you know what? It's actually one of my biggest complaints with the shoveler is that at Christmas, like she's got another one of my gifts under the tree. It's not wrapped. It's just
out. Well, I can go one further. I have to wrap my gifts. I was there when we bought them.
Right.
They're now in a room at the house. And so when I'm wrapping the other gifts, I'll just wrap that.
To dad from mom.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I'm going to, my wife and I are heading over this week.
Justin's a great guy. They know a ton about what's going on there. And he comes from a long line of people in the business, has been spending his whole life in it. So he just makes everything really simple. Super knowledgeable guy.
Vinanova.com. There we go. Let's get to the Pinder Report, a presentation of Village Honda. They've extended its $2 million buy-in event for one more month, right to the end of December. They'll buy your car even if you don't buy one from them. $2 million budget. They want your used car, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. You could also win a cruise for two.
Like that.
Get after it. Village Honda, Northwest Auto Mall, VillageHonda.com. Here is the Pinder Report.
I was going to request a commercial break ahead of this because I had to pee so bad, but now it's been so long that I had to pee so bad because I'm doing the stupid juice cleanse and I can't eat anything. I'm just drinking stuff.
Just go.
That I don't have to pee anymore. I guess it's just the floor is either wet or my body's so numb to the pain, I don't feel it.
Well, you got all those juice bottles now. You can just go in there like you're a trucker.
What is the juice? Which juice?
It's way of the road, bubs. It's a rotating cast of juices. Your day with one and then...
Let's take a look. What do you got today?
The cayenne and the lemon and the...
Yeah, so the next one is going to be apple, cucumber, pineapple, lemon, kale, and spirulina. The one this morning was not that and the one just recently. Yeah. Anyway.
And you know what I've found about these? They're not exactly giving them away.
No, God, no.
You think, we'll do a juice cleanse. Holy crap.
Yeah. Now, you're not eating food for 3 days, but you may as well be eating at restaurants for 3 days. I think what the key was is Aussie Sheila. A lot of people do this in January, right? It's like New Year's resolution. Yeah. No one's doing it right now. So I think they have a sale on it in December because it's Christmas party season. Everyone's like, hell no, not now. So we might have got a bit of a deal, but still.
Or maybe... You're being punished.
All the above. Yeah. No, I think it's probably E, all the above.
Yeah.
Yeah. This dope is going to start doing the Pinder Report now. Great to see you at the game last night. Yeah. The only request, Dean, was that you come up with a better excuse next time from the people in the box.
I'll send a photo right now.
No. Not that it's like not true, but you need to do a better job. Like sell us a piece of crap that's at least more interesting than an appliance is arriving late. And I can't make it to the suite.
I don't know what else to tell you but the truth.
Tell him your dog broke its leg, or that you had to help Rhett with some paperwork with the CIA. Rhett, I don't know.
Rhett will appreciate. Yesterday, my new oven arrived at the house. That was kind of my Christmas gift. We've talked about my oven over the years. Hot on one side, cold on the other. The element went about a month and a half ago. It's like red hot, full blast or nothing. So you're like taking stuff on, off, on, off. So you're not burning the shit. The drawer on the bottom's all broken. The hinges are... I got a brand new... There it is. I don't know if you can...
Oh, yeah.
Right there. Flat top induction. I've got the stainless steel cookware to go on it.
So is the induction where it's not hot to hand, but you put pot on it and it gets hot.
You could put like a tea towel on top of the thing, put the pan on top.
Really?
Awesome.
Well, congrats. You missed one of the greatest jersey fouls I've ever seen at the Saddle Dome. What are you doing here, bud? So Cassian doesn't play... in that jersey and was an Oiler, but he didn't need Cassian Oiler jersey. Now Cassian, I suppose, is collecting money in Arizona, but you were still wearing an Oilers jersey and you didn't have the right. That's a big pile of yuck.
An explanation would be good. So is it an Oilers fan? Is it a Cassian fan?
What are we here? And if you're a Cassian fan, you should have a Cassian jersey. Even an Oilers Cassian jersey would make way more sense than someone else's Oilers jersey with Cassian written on it. The hell's happening here?
Well, maybe that was when Cassian was an Oiler. That was the jersey he wore.
That's not correct.
I
don't remember duct tape on an NHL licensed jersey. Anyway, It did get almost as exciting as that jersey at other points of the contest. Flames road shot 7-1 out of the gate. They then rolled out, 23 of the next 29 shots. Looked like they had a comfy 2-0 lead until a seeing eye point shot. And then, Clayton Keller's making plays all over. And that's why Jacob Chychrun gets, you know, a lot of interest, because he can finish a play like a forward going top shed, 2-2, nervous, anxious, tight dome. Where are the penalties, ref, you stinking jerks? That's what the fans were yelling, and they finally got one. Made no mistake. Nazem Kadri, what a night he had. Watch him zip it around for a bit here.
This is pretty good right here. Down low, right across, bingo.
That's what you want. And that power play we talked about, it's looked lost at times. That was a good time for a good power play.
4:18 left. There's Chick Dog in the
Chick
in the
Dog,
box.
Our boy. He's not. Boy, it's too bad they got too many D here. I like Chick Dog.
He's better than some of the D you got here. You can still like the Chick Dog.
No, I know, but they just don't have room for him financially.
Yeah, get somebody out.
Nice piece for the power play.
Zink.
Nice shot.
Yeah. Good finish. 3 points for Kadri. That line was good. He was also strong on the power play. Nice to see Mange and Dubé jumping again. Dubé tips in the first. And you think that would do it, but they still needed a monster save from Dan Vladar in the final 2 minutes. It was great again, guys.
Yeah.
This is, look at the time. One goal game. 80 seconds, you dummies. Don't do anything stupid.
Sutter teams, they lock it down. You don't give up good scoring chances.
Oh, just the great A's of great A's.
There. Right between the hash marks, one timer.
And we had the suite at the D zone for two periods. He was very sharp. He made a lot of saves that aren't easy, make look pretty standard. Bang, bang in front, lateral moves. Mm. It's been very good. That's 5 starts in their last 7, and he probably has earned as many more as he wants if he's going to play like that. It's How's more that? About how much rest versus yeah. rust do you want with Markstrom than do you trust Vladar to play a lot at this point.
How's that D coverage there, Rhett?
I would be benched for a week with that D coverage. That was terrible.
Well, and you know what? Milan had a horrendous giveaway early in this game. And
they scored,
I understand,
on, like, within a minute after that, too. They had made the line change, but still, it was...
I understand that he's a vet, and there's a lot of things he does that don't show up in necessarily points and shot attempts and stuff and leadership. When does Daryl say... You know what? I really like Brett Ritchie. He just sat with his brother in the rafters here. And I like Trevor Lewis. He sat. And I don't like Kevin Rooney, and he sat. And Adam Rajic has been great, and he sat. Like, are we getting to the point where Milan might watch?
The only thing...
No. I was going to bring this up because it was a beef of mine watching the game was in the third period with 8 minutes left in a tie game. He's got that line on that
out there. Line crushed last night.
Got him
what
out there.
In the hell?
And line got destroyed.
What are we doing?
With those other guys, you put them, maybe you put them in the press box and then you bring them back down with the goal and the intent of improved play. I'm just not sure what's left in that tank.
Well, I mean, we understand this is the end of the line in a lot of ways. He's not going to return to a 30-goal power forward. We know that,
He's
right?
Been
the
just
question
a
is,
turnover machine.
Can you not turn it over there? Turn it over the neutral zone, there.
I don't know, man. I think if you put him up there,
you might lose him.
Lose there forever.
He talked about retiring when his minutes got cut back under, what was it, Peters? Jeff Ward coming in as a former assistant in Boston. That was a thing. We'll see, but it was an ugly, ugly, ugly turnover. He also had a shoved guy to the ice, so you know it all evens out.
Post game, and it doesn't happen very often, but Daryl Sutter was complimentary to that Kadri, Dubé, Mangiapane line, and they have been. They've been good for a number of games. Yep. Kadri hasn't been scoring, but he still kind of does his thing. Dubé's now finding the net. It was a couple the other night for Mangiapane. They've been good.
Yeah, real good. Wilder coming up next. Flames are 3-1 on this homestand. That's kind of taking care of business when you consider they got Jake Allen. Like 3-1. Now, Minnesota missing a couple bodies, but a good team as well that, not unlike the Flames, probably think they belong a little higher in the standings. That'll be an interesting contest tomorrow night at the Dome. And closing out the Flames segment, I saw this photo. I thought you'd love it, Rhett. Guess who's not returning your calls? Look at this rookie.
Putz. Hey?
Is that not the cutest 18-year-old Jerome you've ever seen? Oh.
That looks like his one kid.
Well,
right? I mean, gosh.
Sure does.
Look how young,
1996.
Right?
So if I'm correct, they made the playoffs for the last time that year before the huge drought. They lost games 1 and 2. Jerome comes in for home games 3 and 4 against Chicago. He gets an assist in one, scores in the other. They get swept after, who was it? Trent Yanni cuffed it up around the net in triple overtime. That the game, but there was a glimmer of hope. The kid had 2 points in 2 games, and the team wasn't good, but maybe this kid could be something.
Love cheer up, photo. Jerome.
Yeah.
By the way, he almost got traded to Buffalo.
Wow.
Explain.
Pekka. Pekka was sitting out.
Yeah.
And there was not just rumors, but a lot of talk that Pekka and a package for Iginla to come to Buffalo.
Wow. It ended up being Nuendijk 1-for-1. Both teams probably happy with that.
Pekka. No, Pekka.
No, not that. Not then. This was later on.
When oh, okay.
Was
sorry.
Around 2000.
Which again.
Around 2000. He'd already.
Mike Pekka sitting on a season because he's that good.
Well, I don't know what he was offered, but Mike Pekka probably likes
some
Mike
Pekka. Bad advice. Some bad Pekka advice right there. Get on the ice, stupid.
6 games last night. A team on the ice that hadn't lost at home finally did. It was the Boston Bruins falling. Guess who did it to them? Their old coach, Bruce Cassidy, and the Vegas Golden Knights.
No.
Yeah? Good. He got a nice little round of applause, tapped his heart when they announced his return. He was a great coach there. Really good. They didn't miss the playoffs. A couple deep runs. He's had a great start in Vegas.
And now the Bruins have to live with that 14-0-1 home ice record.
Yeah. And,
the shame.
As for Vegas, check this out. Through 400 games, first 400 games. Last night was number 400 for the organization. Oh, so that's good then. You're the best team ever in NHL history through 400 games. Impressive. I guess. I mean, I don't know. But were the Ottawa Senators and...
It's not even close.
No. It's, you're quite a bit ahead. Other action that you could not turn away from, the Canucks fell down 4-0 early, and you're thinking, oh, man, like who's going to get fired, traded, or shot out on the Mars mission from the Canucks roster after this thing?
Spencer Martin, it looked like.
And then they kept clawing back and clawing back and clawing back. Look, it's 4-0 after 20, Rhett. They get it to 4-2 for the third, and then take a lead, lose the lead, tie it again, and go to overtime where Elias Pettersson scores the fastest goal in overtime history for the Canucks. 7-6, there's a roller coaster for you to ride.
Yeah, what, 13 seconds into OT, I think was the Pettersson goal?
Squick.
Yeah.
Squick.
That's good. Happy, you know, good for them. You know?
Another 7-6 job. We had an 8-9 job for it between LA and Seattle a while ago. Man, it feels like the goalies aren't as good or something, Rhett. What's going on with goalies? Goalies, someone looked at it.
Yeah.
The goalie save percentage has dropped every single year. Look at the bottom of the chart and work your way up. 2015-16, all the way up till this year. 915 was league average in 15-16. 904 is league average.
No parents want their kids to be goalie in minor hockey.
Or all these kids are getting expensive sticks from their parents that can snipe now.
Right? It's just, I don't want my kid to be goalie. Don't let my kid be goalie. No one wants to be a goalie.
And it's like the shots are doing this. It's not like more shots. It's just the
save percentage. How do you stop a fake Michigan or a Michigan?
Yes, I don't know.
I don't want to be the goalie.
Huh.
No good.
Okay, we'll move along.
And you got to stand all game too, right?
I've heard there's some standing.
Remember that? I remember that.
Imagine your back, boom.
There was that one press conference where Mike Keenan, coach of the Flames, he was asked about goaltending, and he said that the goaltender spot is crucial because the goaltender plays more minutes than anyone else.
Ooh. Thinker.
You don't say.
Yeah. So you pull Kipper in a do or die game. Same guy. Smart or idiot? We'll discuss later.
Scab. Picking away at that scab.
NFL, the GOAT did it again. Tom Brady and the Bucks looked awful. And with what, 3 minutes and change, down 13, said, we can win this thing. And they did, down 11, I should say. Touchdown, down 13. Touchdown, win by one. And they looked happy after the game. Now, when we heard rumors of the divorce, losses. Since the divorce, pretty darn good results. There's another one. And look at those vets. Godwin, Julio Jones, and the winningest quarterback in most all categories.
That looks like he's like, I divorced a supermodel. What the fuck was I thinking?
He's like, I thought I'd be alone. And now I have thousands of underwear models reaching out. I didn't think it was going to go this way. He's going to be all right.
He's probably done your juice cleanse.
Oh, he invented it probably. Yeah.
TB12, that's what you're on.
He's making all the money off this thing. Titans fired their GM. They got a 3-game lead in the AFC South.
Really?
Yes. Colts are awful. Texans are awful. Jacksonville's awful. They're running away, and they fired their GM today.
Gotta be an off-field.
I was going to say, might be something inappropriate going on.
Hanging with the owner's daughter? What's happening here?
Too much time at Tootsie's.
Johnny?
You know what I mean? Legends getting up on stage.
Couple other items we should bring you to with the culture and lifestyle portion of the program.
Right.
I've been encouraging people to take pictures of the Nation truck and the Nation Jeep as we buzz around town. Yours is often spotted in front of your home.
Okay.
Mine Christ is spotted one night in this photo. It's a joke. In front of a liquor store for enough hours that snow has piled up. You're either doing a deep shop at this liquor store or what?
Yeah, that's good.
Which is beautiful. Thank you, Joey, for that.
Oh, boy.
So keep sending those photos in. Yeah.
Hashtag Nation Truck. Hashtag Nation Truck.
I wasn't shopping at the liquor store. The parking's tough around here when they close that one street down.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's it. And, well, let's have a look at the last meal. I'm going to eat until Friday. It was a pumpernickel bagel with three delicious farm eggs, pepper, Tabasco. Wasn't hungry, but decided to eat another meal because that's all we get till Friday.
That's disappointing.
I wanted to go with some salsa verde and maybe some other veggies in there, but I just said, screw it. I'm not even hungry.
So will you make it?
What's that?
To Friday without eating.
I don't know. I've never done this before. I think I'll probably be fine.
Now,
it's going to suck at points, probably.
This is what your wife wants
you're
to do.
You're going to feel like.
This is what my wife wants me to do.
Your wife wants you to do it.
Yeah, and she's doing it too.
How dedicated are you to it?
Well, I'll do it.
Because, like, what if a steak sandwich shows up here tomorrow?
I'm you're not probably not allowed to eat that, no.
Well, you're not allowed to.
No, I won't eat it. Don't put a steak sandwich in front of me, please.
It's playoffs. It's the Tower Steak. Come on.
It's Wednesday.
What are you going to do? You done?
Subtract one from the order. It's a long game, Dean. It's a long game.
I'm telling you, he's going to feel terrible tomorrow. Tonight, about 10 o'clock, it'll sink in, and you'll hate yourself. You won't be able to sleep. You'll be miserable.
See, I was thinking tomorrow afternoon, early. I'm worried about that.
Well, she probably sold him on it. It would be like, hey, this week, all we're going to do is drink. And he'd be like, yes!
Mm-hmm. I was
yes!
I'm like, babe, you're finally getting me. Feel like I'm known. Like our souls just collided.
Finally.
And she's like, juice, not alcohol. I'm like, who the hell do you think I am?
You don't know me at all.
What have I done with my life? Don't you get me?
Done.
That's Pitter Park.
Yeah, brought to you by Village Honda, 7663 110 Ave Northwest. VillageHonda.com. That massive $2 million buy-in event has been extended until the end of the month. There you go. Have you ever...
Can I recommend everybody... Make sure you tweet Pinder all your pictures of the food and
fuck.
Enjoyment of everything you're enjoying during the festive season.
Well, and if we're doing that, then
deep as heart.
Oh wow! Look at that! Look at Bretster! Look at the hair on him.
I threw that photo in. That is courtesy of our buddy up at Bon Ton Meats, Greg Keller. That. Because, you know, and that's a good way to tie in. We're going to take a look at our Top Shelf Elf.
Yeah, good.
The Christmas donations, the campaign with both the auction and the donations. That's years ago. That's retro up at Bon Ton as we did a pig roast. You remember how qualified listeners or whatever we did? Because it was by invite only.
We had a party up there.
Yeah.
It was great.
And that was one of about three or four. Time.
Yeah, remember, because we did the sausage thing. That was a different night, right?
That was a different night. We made our own, we made two types of sausage, and then people had to pick. Yeah, and then people had to decide who had the better sausage. And that was the pig roast night.
Pig roast is great. He's got a picture of me. I'm all clean cut, tight hair. It was gross.
That's one of a number of auctions. I think we're up to 10 or 11. And I can tell you now that we've added another one today.
Let's go.
And I think we've got 9 days left. December 14th, around 10 p.m. is when everything's going to come to a close. Okay. Get a load of this. It is the Cranbrook Getaway Experience, a three-night stay at the St. Eugene Resort in Cranbrook, which is legendary. When you go, have you seen that place? I'm not sure. You go, you look, oh, that place.
Mm-hmm.
That place is amazing. Three-night stay at St. Eugene Resort, two rounds of golf, and $250.
Are you kidding me?
Of dining credit. That's a nice little getaway.
I like that a lot. I had some pals zip out there last summer, raving. Very good.
They were raving, I bet.
Yeah, they were on their way back from Shambhala.
NationGear.ca. What is it? FlamesNation.ca. Along the top, you'll see the links.
Very easy, yeah.
One's for the donation page, one's for the auction page. So there you go. That's the auctions that we have
going. How are we doing here on numbers? How are we looking?
We're not doing too shabby.
It looks like finally Cody Snyder's bull busting event's getting some love it deserves. That looks like lead dog right now. No, it's not. Top shelf. That's right. Good.
The top shelf experience is a great one. That's because we're going to take the top three bidders. Each bidder is going to win a pair of tickets, personal night of pregame cocktails, pregame meal. We have our own little special room set up.
Oh, yeah.
Boomer Pinder, John Winwick from ATB Financial, a Flames alumni, then great seats. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get wine and dined at the Dome. That's unreal.
A little post-game reception with some cocktails, a little gift there. So three people are going to come away with that one. You saw the Bonton, the pig roast there. Greg Bonton has come out. It's our pig out experience. A 50-pound hog.
Ooh.
And the roaster that you need.
Yeah, you need a special piece of machinery.
He's got that. He's going to let you use it and get all set up. We've got the Calgary Stampeders. It's up to $500. We got the Cavalry.
Season opener, the tailgate, the jerseys, tickets, food and bev vouchers.
I told you how to do that. Buy those both. Put them together.
That is such a move. Yeah. And Greg's already going to be there tailgating. He'll just set it up for you. You can show up. It'll be ready.
True.
Kidding me? Double down.
NationGear.ca/collections/auctions or just NationGear.ca under the Flames Nation tab. You'll find it. We're also taking your donations. And there again on FlamesNation.ca, you'll see the two options that you have. And you can see it right there. For anyone who donates $10 or more dollars, they'll get a voucher for a free burger from South Street Burger.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Just 10 bucks or more. Boom. Burger. You go 25 or more. And you could win one of two draws for a brand new Tissot watch, courtesy of Gem by Karate,
A Tissot. Ooh, yeah.
One is a men's watch. One is a women's watch. So we're going to make a couple draws. And somebody's going to walk away. One with a men's watch, one with a women's. Look at this.
I love it.
Love it.
Man, all these packages are just unreal. I feel like there's something for everyone out there. Like it's, duh.
We're involved in too many of them.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like if we would take ourselves out of some of them, we would get more. Like the launch pad. So I just want to go with a group of four. We'll go to launch pad. We'll hit some balls, have some beers and some food, have a great time. Why are those guys coming?
Two dork strangers.
Right? Look at this. 3 hours of sweet time at Launch Pad Heritage Point. And Launch Pad, there's nothing like it in Calgary.
Not even close. I'd never been. I'd only heard. And it was like, okay, this is a whole other level than I thought existed.
So I win this. I get 3 hours of sweet time. Four people. We get four bags full of merchandise from Launch Pad and around at Mickelson and around at Heritage Point.
Bam.
But those two idiots have to come.
So Fatso and Loudmouth have to be here?
Really? How much do I have to pay for them not to come? We don't have those details.
If you buy that, if you get that one, whoever you have gets the option. That one, just send Boomer and Pinder a wrong time and date. Don't worry
about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be on the 9th tee at 9, and we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Really? It seems awfully early to be.
Wow. Guess they forgot.
Now, and I probably should mention, what we're doing all of this for is to raise money for the charity Closer to Home, closertohome.com, and specifically the Adopt a Family initiative. Every year they collect money, and then families of different, families four, five, six, there's different options there. We're going to take this money and try and spin it into some Christmas for families that maybe wouldn't otherwise. Jillian from Closer to Home was on with us last week talking about the increased need. And to this point, the support isn't where they're used to seeing it.
A long way to go here.
So let's do it.
Let's help them.
Either through, go through Closer to Home. You don't even, you know, it's not about us.
You could get a free burger. You could win that watch. Could, I mean, why not go through our site? You can help them and win a prize. I love it.
So there you go. We've got, I'm just looking here.
What do you want to clarify really quick?
There's 8 days.
The three winners for the Top Shelf experience. Mm-hmm. Each winner, two tickets.
Each winner, two tickets.
So there's going to be six people plus you and I and Johnny Handshake.
Yeah.
Toe Drag knows everyone in the city. At
yeah, we're going to have a big old table, big old night of fun. And there again. So Boomer, Pinder, and Windwick.
That's a lot.
You know what? Credit to ATB Financial. They came through with two huge ones there. They've got the Top Shelf experience. They also stepped up with the team builder.
This is like the plug and play work party. This is amazing.
ATB Financial on the 10th of March, Flames and Ducks, 25 press level seats.
Whew.
And a food and pop voucher for each attendee.
It's a very Friday generous. Night game too, huh?
Very generous.
Hot damn, March Friday.
Mm-hmm. And Pinder's not going to that one.
Well, I might be nearby.
I was going to say, but you know, yeah, you do love the press level.
I will be at Dutton's with five left if they're up by two.
Love all the support. The donations have been coming in. The bids have been coming in. So thanks for your support on that. And with that, I think that's kind of our show today. We wanted to throw this one up. The Hubie Mania is running wild.
Yeah.
Hubie Mania is big. He's got, 6 points in his last five games.
The helper last night, the game winner. Power play starting to hum.
Yeah, let me tell you something, brother. You want to look cool around your friends? Get yourself a Hubie Mania t-shirt.
What if you got a Flames nut in the family?
Fit your 23 or 24-inch pythons? You're going to get your pythons in there.
There's a lot of python, yeah.
Hanging and banging. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins. Be ready for New Year's Eve or whatever it would be. Hubie Mania shirts that's at nationgear.ca as well under our Flames Nation.
That's fun. I like that.
Yeah.
Why not? The matching headbands. Let's go.
You have to buy two shirts and then you just cut that into the head.
Take the sleeves right off. Let those pythons breathe. Yeah. Plop one of them right on your head.
And if you'd have to buy 6, 7, 8 of them because then you start ripping your shirt like the Hulkster would.
You got to rip the Hubie. Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, that's the fourth time he's done that tonight.
We can't be giving him shirts anymore. Wolverine just shaking his head.
Yeah. And as we've mentioned throughout the last few days, we are getting our own YouTube channel, all of our content, plus more content. This is how we're going to build out not just the show, but flamesnation.ca. There's a lot of things going.
Be ready for Monday.
I would say, be ready for announcement today, tomorrow.
Oh,
Thursday, there are wheels are in motion on building the brand.
Oh, the times they are changing. They are.
So subscribe there. Toot sweet. Because come Monday, you go to this channel. So where are those lazy? Because they call us lazy and starting late already. They'll think we're really
next Tuesday. What about today?
Yeah, see you. It's gonna do it. Game day tomorrow. Wilder in town.
Wild on a Wednesday. And a superstar that is you literally can't take your eyes off of plays for the Wild. These are rare special times. Kirill the Thrill will be here.
You'll be in day two of the juice cleanse.
Oh, I'm going to stink.
Gross. What's up today, Retro?
You are going to be gross.
Oh, it's just, yeah.
I'm already gross. Horrendous. I mean, it's just going to get worse.
What's the rest of the day?
Would you like to take a guess?
I would just default to kid hockey because I know you're busy with that.
That's exactly it. Three practices. Although the boys are playing basketball now, you know.
I saw that. Some prestigious jumpers alumni, Christian Leitner out there.
Huh? How about that, eh? Going to that gym and I'm like, Christian Leitner, that's a name I've heard before. Huh.
Pittsburgh?
Is that 1,000 points.
Is that where he was?
No, that was Nichols. Nichols School here in Buffalo.
Oh, Scott, see, I can't keep up with Warner. It's Pittsburgh and Philly and
Hartford,
Roch,
all
over the place.
Wilkes-Barre,
very fancy.
Wilkes-Barre.
Support our sponsors.
You got a cook in your new oven today?
Oh, damn right! I didn't even know what to start. I
get some buns. Buns.
I really got to piss. Oilers Nation every day is coming up next.
Okay,
you guys
we'll
talk
see
about
it.
Your buns.
You know what? Maybe we're done.
No, go. No, keep going. I want to hear what you're going to cook.
Maybe a chili day.
I got lots of time, pal.
Chili and some fresh buns with it.
Mm-hmm. I don't want you to make chili.
Okay.
Chili is a little, you can make chili too.
Is it on the nose? It's a little too predictable for a cold winter day?
You're a gumbo guy.
Gumbo?
You're a gumbo. Well, the gumbo. Get some chorizo. Get the gumbo. Make the gumbo.
Some andouille? Should I go get some andouille on the way home?
Yes. Or a paella.
Get the paella. So I need some andouille.
Some rice. I know you love rice.
I do love rice. Now we're kind of talking jambalaya territory. Get some shrimp.
All three.
Andouille.
Don't do chili. Do one of those three.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I got to do, though? You know what that means? I got to get a roux going. Going to have to get my roux on.
Do it. You can. You're good at ruin. Ruin lives.
I ruin a lot. That's what my wife tells me. That's it, buddies. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Is my dog okay?
We'll talk off air.
All right.
See you, buddies.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.